What's up, guys? In this episode, I'm going to talk to you about a super important concept that I learned after completing the Hawaii from Home virtual Ironman race. And this came to me last night when I actually got my shirt and my bib and a bunch of the swag that they sent to me. And on the shirt, in front of it says Hawaii from Home Triathlon. It's got their logo. And I flipped over, and on the back, it says no qualification required. And that just made me think of you guys, and it made me think of the story that I want to share with you. So, as the backstory, like many of you, this year I was training for a half Ironman, training for a triathlon, and then COVID hit. And I had trained for a couple of months and several weeks, and then it became very clear that racing was not safe, and they pushed back the race until next year. And I'm okay with that because for me, it's not about the race, it's about the person that you become along the way. But not having that race, not having that goal, it makes it hard to get up every single day and get your workouts in. And so I was kind of missing having that race. And so over the course of the summer and the fall, I had still just been kind of working out. But not super long distances, doing it more so because it's part of the lifestyle and just to give myself that mental break and that mental clarity. And then I stumbled upon, or I was looking through my emails and I got one from triathlete.com, and it said, "Do you want to race in Kona virtually?" And I was like, "Huh, this is kind of interesting," because it's always been one of my dreams to do the Kona triathlon and to race in Hawaii and then in other states and even race in other countries. And so I checked it out, and they have this Hawaii from Home triathlon, which happened in early October during the week where it would have been the Kona World Championships. And basically the idea is this. It's a virtual Ironman distance event that you can complete in a week. And there's no qualification required. It's open to anybody who would like to register. And it's completely up to you if you would like to complete that event all in one day, or if you want to break it out into different workouts in the whole week. And I thought that was really cool, and I was really excited about signing up for that. And so, knowing that I had been working out, but I hadn't been doing longer distances, my plan was to sign up for that race and then complete it and do a little bit each day. And just to give you an idea of how it went for me, I have my breakdown here. So this started on October 5th, which was a Monday. And on Monday, I rode 12 miles. It took me 43 minutes because it was super windy. The next day, all I did was I swam 1.25 miles. Just one workout a day. Then the next day was Wednesday. I went on a 5 mile run. Took me 43 minutes. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, just one workout, a bike, a swim and a run. And then we got into Thursday and Friday. And I honestly didn't do a very good job of planning this out. But I realized, hey, if I'm going to actually complete the full Ironman distance events, then I'm going to have to start to put some more work in. And so Wednesday, October 8th in the morning, I went for a 13.4 mile run. It took me 52 minutes. And then over lunch, I went for a 1.2 mile swim. So at that point, I had done the 2.4 mile swim. I had broken it up into those 2 days, and I had completed the swim portion. And so at that point, I was able to just focus on the run and the bike. And at this point, it's Friday. And so Friday morning, I went for a 5 mile run. Then Friday over lunch, I went for a 10 mile bike ride just in between meetings. And then on the weekends, October 10th and October 11th, On the 10th, I had a really big day. I went for a 52.5 mile bike ride, took me 3 hours and 16 minutes, and then I went for a 7 mile run after that. So that was my biggest day, 52.5 and 7. And then on Sunday, I needed 24 miles on the bike and I needed 9 miles on the run. And so that's what I did. So Sunday was a 24-mile run. It took me almost an hour and 20 minutes. I see my comments here, heavy legs slogged through it. And then the run, 9 mile run, 1 hour, 22 minutes, finished with the fan. So that's just to give you an idea of what would it look like to complete an Ironman over a given week. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, I had a bike, a swim, a run. Then Thursday, a bike, swim. Friday, bike, run. And then the longer workout on Saturday and a bike and run on Sunday. And so, why am I telling you all of this? Here's why. It's basically this idea of if you want to do something, but you feel like you can't do it right now. You're not sure if you can do that. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to break it down and make it a little bit more manageable for yourself. So let's say that your goal is to complete an Ironman and you're not able to do the 2.4, the 112 mile bike, and then the 26.2 mile run in a given day. What would that look like for you to break it into a full week, just like I did? If you can't do that right now, what would that look like to do that in 2 weeks or even a month? And give yourself a much more manageable goal to accomplish. Break that down, and then you can build up the confidence, build up the skills to actually achieve your goal in a given day. So that's kind of the main idea. And I want you to think about what is something that you've always wanted to do, but you feared that it's too big. Again, just try and break that down, make it into more smaller, more manageable pieces, and make it happen. And no matter what your goal is, remember that there's no qualification required. You can do it right now with your current ability, your current resources, and it's available to you. No qualification required. And I hope you guys make it happen. So I hope this helped. I hope this served you. If you have any questions, reach out. And I look forward to talking to you guys later. Bye.